USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The date set. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president. Breaking news out of Houston, Texas, where 5 police officers shot by a suspect and hurt. The officers shot at a home in the southeast section of the city. The mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, and police confirmed the gunman is dead. In other news, nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures, and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta, ahead of the Super Bowl, could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice. It is January, after all. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The White House holding its first press briefing of 2019, and it's the first one in 41 days. The topic, border wall security and the president's plan going forward. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with what Sarah Huckabee Sanders has to say.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border, including funding for a border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow losing 208 points to close at 24,528. The Nasdaq down 79 points and the S&P 500 down almost 21 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A British newspaper apologizes and pays damages to First Lady Melania Trump in a libel lawsuit settlement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Titled The Mystery of Melania, this story was written by an American author, Nina Burley, for the magazine section of the Telegraph newspaper and included portions that prompted Mrs. Trump to demand the record be corrected. One of the issues the First Lady charged with incorrect was Burley's description of President Trump's father as a menacing figure. The paper also took back 6 other statements, including a claim that Mrs. Trump cried, quote, and not of joy, the night her husband won the White House. It's the second time the First Lady has fought and won a defamation battle with a publication in the UK where the libel laws are notoriously strict. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In USA News now for your health, there's a measles outbreak and the disease reportedly spreading. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
In Oregon State, a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think that parents who maybe were putting out vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.